This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality and the whole not being able to break it with a ball-peen hammer part of it, that comes into play as well. Not everything was great Tuesday night, unfortunately. In California, Proposition 63 passed. This is the ban on gun magazines requiring licenses to purchase ammunition, requiring reporting any change in gun ownership. That passed by an enormous margin, 63% to 37%. The measure had millions spent to get it passed. The gun haters outspent Second Amendment supporters 5-1. From ballotpedia.org, yes, on Prop 63 outraised opponents 5-1 as of November 3rd, 2016. Supporters received $4.54 million, while opposing committees raised $868,265. The California Democratic Party, a supporter of Proposition 63, had contributed over $1 million to the campaign. The NRA was against the initiative and contributed $95,000 to opponents. Polls indicated that around 68% of residents supported Proposition 63 prior to the election. What did you get, California with a K? Well, you now have to have a license to sell ammo. In July 2016, they enacted legislation to regulate the sale of ammunition. This required individuals and businesses to obtain a one-year license from the California Department of Justice to sell ammunition. Hunters selling 50 rounds or less of ammunition per month for hunting trips were not required to obtain a license. Proposition 63 established a misdemeanor penalty for failing to follow these dealer licensing requirements. Large capacity magazines, read that to be standard. They were banned for most individuals in 2000. Individuals who had large capacity magazines before 2000 were allowed to keep the magazines. Proposition 63 removed the ownership exemption for pre-2000 owners of large capacity magazines. The measure provided for charging individuals who do not comply with it with an infraction. Court removal of firearms. Proposition 63 enacted a court process that attempts to ensure that prohibited individuals do not continue to have firearms. The measure required courts to inform individuals prohibited from owning a firearm that they must turn their firearms over to local law enforcement, sell their firearms to a licensed dealer, or give their firearms to a dealer for storage. Proposition 63 also required probation officers to check and report on what prohibited individuals did with their firearms, which makes me wonder if these guys were on probation. Out-of-state purchases. Starting in July 2019, the July 2016 legislation would have prohibited most California residents from purchasing ammunition outside the state and bringing it into the state without first having it delivered to a licensed dealer. Proposition 63 moved up the start date of this law to January 2018. It also made bringing out-of-state ammunition into the state without first delivering it to the dealer an infraction. Reporting theft. This measure requires dealers of ammunition to report a theft or loss within 48 hours. It requires individuals to report a theft or loss within 5 days to local law enforcement. Failure to report is considered an infraction under the initiative. So they've got lots of ways for you to be in big trouble in California with a K for being a victim. The proposition benefited by a full court press against gun ownership in Maine, Nevada, Washington State, and Oregon. The massive funding given to multiple referenda all on the same date, along with the absolutely critical presidential election, prevented Second Amendment supporters from concentrating their resources in opposition to one referendum. This will be challenged in court. It remains to be seen if a replacement for Scalia will be on the Supreme Court before a challenge might reach them. A challenge might not be mounted for months or years. It is possible that challenges will wait until the Supreme Court makeup is more favorable, which should be sometime in February, I would think. Wouldn't you think? Yeah, I think. I think that might be the case, just the ticket, you know? California has got it. You know, I know there's 9 million gun owners in California, and I know there's lots of people listening to the podcast in California. And what I don't understand is how this is possible that 63% of the people of California voted for this. How's that possible? Don't take me wrong, Californian gun owners. Because I know there's a lot of you, and I know you're great. I know some of you. You guys got a lot of East German-type Stasi spies out there, don't you? Neighbor turning on neighbor and everything. You know, I need to ask Scott Blick at Ammunition Depot if they're allowed to. You know, have you thought about that? By setting it up to where in California you can only buy from a licensed ammunition dealer, they're basically setting it up to where somebody like Ammunition Depot, who is selling a legal product, legally, while towing the line on all the regulations they have to face, is going to be allowed to do business in California, where the California gun owners would actually benefit from a cheaper price. And, you know, that's a big demographic to lose. But it's not about gun safety. Let's not even use that phrase. It's not about personal safety or public safety. It's about regulatory regimes. It's about control. It's about we're in charge. It's, you know, that's what it's about. I wish I had the wherewithal to pull every good Californian person that wants to own a gun out of California. I talked to a guy today from New Jersey. And unfortunately, he did not come down here until he was, he's older than I am. And it's like a culture shock for him to be able to walk into a gun shop and be able to buy a gun and leave with a gun. He doesn't have to ask permission of the South Carolina, you know, government to do it. He has fully embraced the Southeastern lifestyle. Just based upon that, just that one flicker of what a free man should be able to do, which is go into a gun shop and buy a firearm. You should be able to do that anywhere you are, anytime you want. Let me throw this out there one more time. If you want to be able to carry your gun anywhere in the United States, if you've got a permit to carry your gun, you want to carry it anywhere in the United States, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I, Arbalest Quarrel, we're trying to start something, put something together so we can shove it towards Washington, D.C., where very soon the climate is going to change in our favor. bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you would like to do that, shoot me an email. Let me turn it over to Arbalest Quarrel. I'll be happy to do it. We're going to push this and see where it goes. We'll be right back.
friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at
tacticalholsters.com. quality unlike any you've ever seen before in your life. I love computers. Love them. Love them. Love them. Hey, concealed carry. Today should be, I didn't get a hold of Sam Huber. We should be talking concealed carry with Sam Huber of Alien Gear Holsters. And for that, I apologize that I failed at getting somebody from Alien Gear. But they're about to be running some specials for the holidays, which you'll be hearing the spots very soon about that. If you're like many gun owners, and this is coming from the desk, by the way, Rob Morse from Second Call Defense blog. That's pretty good stuff. If you're like a lot of gun owners today, you don't carry a gun with you every day, even though you have your concealed carry license. I am not one of those, but a lot of people are. Maybe it's because you may realize the importance of being armed. You just don't feel comfortable carrying in public, or maybe you're worried everyone will know you have a gun, or maybe you're concerned you might make a mistake, like drop your gun on the cereal aisle of a grocery store. That's okay. This is something you can practice, and it will make carrying a firearm feel safe and familiar. One thing you can do when you're carrying a gun, if you want to feel safe and familiar, is to have a good holster to carry it in, by the way. Yeah. First, you need to get familiar with the gun itself and start to build proficiency and safe habits. You may have passed your concealed carry course, yes. Maybe your state doesn't even require a course, but it's time you take a firearms handling class. Here's some of the stuff you would learn in that class. There are easy and safe ways to load a firearm and put it in your holster. Why wouldn't you learn that? You can learn best practices rather than from learning from your own mistakes. You already know how to shoot from a bench at a square range. Now you'll learn how to safely and efficiently take your gun from a concealed holster and shoot at a target. You'll learn more than abstract technique. You'll experience how it feels to move with a gun on your body. You will build a personal library of sensations that make concealed carry feel familiar. If you take a day-long class, then you'll get lots of practice loading and unloading a gun. You'll verify the gun's condition over and over and over and over again. And you get a moment to give yourself the gift of time so that you can experience those feelings without surprises. Then it's time to deal with your hesitation to be armed in public. Here's some small steps that you can take to build more confidence. And you need to advance at your own pace and let yourself succeed. You will carry for the rest of your life, so who cares if you want to practice a few more days? First, wear your empty and concealed holster as you go to familiar places outside the home. That will remind you where guns are allowed and where they are forbidden. Get you some snap caps. These are basically just plastic renditions of fully loaded bullets. And practice safely loading and unloading your firearm the way you were taught in class. Keep building that safe habit. Carry your loaded and concealed firearm at home. This will feel different at first. Put the gun away properly when you're done carrying it. Carry concealed as you go someplace familiar outside your home. It helps to travel with other people who carry. You can be the armed passenger, so you don't even have to drive. Go get gas while you're carrying concealed. And, yeah, you'll be carrying in public by yourself, but you don't have to interact with anyone just yet. Just, you know, plan your first trip in the daytime rather than at 2 in the morning in the wrong part of town. Wear your concealed firearm on a simple shopping trip. You've already done this a million times before, aren't you, running low on eggs and milk? Go out and eat with friends who carry a gun. If it is allowed, add your work and church to the places you carry. None of these things are intimidating. And all of these things are done every day by people, every day. Take it one step at a time. Take it at your own pace. You may not even remember why you were concerned about carrying a few months ago in the first place. Carrying a gun is an exercise in two things. It's an exercise in being aware of where it is and not letting anybody else be aware of where it is. especially if you're carrying concealed. In South Carolina, where I live, concealed means concealed. We do not get to show, print, flash, anything. We don't get to do any of that stuff. You have to be quite adaptive to carry concealed. There's going to be moments when you'll be able to carry, depending on, you know, where you live, what you're wearing, you might be able to wear something as big as a Glock 20, full-size 1911. Other times it might be, you might be defaulting to something like, the M&P Shield, which I now carry with the, and I haven't even shown this, the Hive Plus 2 plate on the bottom of the gun. So now this is a 10-round gun, the same as the beloved to me, Glock 26. So, you know, you might default to something like that. And you have to take this gun and make it work. Now, for me, in the case, I like a higher capacity. I like 10 rounds minimum. So, with this plus 2 plate from Hyve Technologies, H-Y-V-E Technologies, I now have a 10-round magazine to stick and carry in the M&P Shield. Brilliance. Genius. I complete my requirement for a gun I carry with a gun that's easier to carry. I was talking about carrying while riding a bike today. And talking to Brad Reeks, who he used to be the owner of the company that was my first sponsor ever for this show, James Firearm. And it's amazing how people will try to carry a gun the ways they'll do it. Some people are quite comfortable carrying things like a Smith & Wesson LCP. I prefer 9mm only. I don't want 380. People carry guns concealed every day. You do not need to be nervous about it. It is quite doable. Work with it. Get going. Freedom is reigning now in America. It's a new day. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloakdot 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality is the difference. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. But let's see. We had another anti-Trump protest in Seattle this past Wednesday. 5 people were shot at this protest. Gunshots were reported shortly before... It doesn't say what time, at 3rd Avenue between Pike and Pine Streets. 2 of the 5 people who were shot have life-threatening injuries. This coming from the Seattle Fire Department around 7:15 p.m. An anti-Trump rally, which started at Westlake Mall, turned into a march and was proceeding down nearby streets at the time of the shootings, according to witnesses. So... crime scene was a relatively spread out thing. The Seattle assistant police chief said that a lone suspect was in a crowd near watching the anti-Trump protest when an argument of some sort developed. One of the people in the argument stepped away, fired back into the crowd at the person or people with whom he was arguing. At least some of the wounded are believed to be innocent bystanders waiting for a bus. Only one man is seriously injured. The 4 other injuries are believed to be to the lower extremities. Authorities were on the scene within 60 seconds as police and EMS were staged just down the street due to the protest. The suspect is still at large. Well, I don't know exactly what you expect from, you know, when you're getting out there and, you know, listen, if you're going to go out there and look for trouble, you might find some. Now, moving on. At first glance, it would seem obvious. If you restrict gun access, then people will be safer. But theory and practice don't always match. Too often, gun bans or background checks don't stop criminals and instead disarm law-abiding citizens, particularly poor minorities, and this only makes life easier for criminals. Now, according to some accounts, there's nearly 660 million guns in circulation, and more than 12 million enter the market each year. We have 3D metal printers. We got more people able to make weapons that are indistinguishable from those purchased in stores. It would be almost impossible to remove these weapons from circulation. Getting rid of these weapons would require a door-to-door campaign by law enforcement, and even that would only be of limited effectiveness. And it is also not clear that it would help. When countries like England, Wales, Ireland, and Jamaica banned guns and handguns, they saw a subsequent increase in murder rates. Even those island nations, which have relatively easily monitored and defendable borders, have faced fivefold or sixfold increases in murder rates after guns are banned. Some of the biggest spikes in murder rates corresponded with increases in drug gang violence. Some say that background checks are the answer. After each mass public shooting, Barack Obama calls for background checks, universal background checks, on the selling of guns through private transfers. But these new rules wouldn't have stopped the attackers. Since at least 2000, all of America's mass shooters obtained guns without going through private transfers. Some of the attacks occurred in states that already have universal background checks. You know, if you look at the war on guns, you'll see no evidence that expanded background checks reduce rates of violent crime, including mass public shootings, suicide, murder of police officers, or domestic violence against women. Now, the gun control groups, of course, will contest that claim, but they compare states with and without background checks, not states before and after background checks were imposed. And in the meantime, other law-abiding citizens are left in the lurch. We see that with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Its proponents boast that the system has stopped 2.4 million prohibited purchases. But in 96% of those cases, the ban was dropped after the first two stages of review. People who have been mistakenly stopped from buying guns are forced into a costly appeals process that frequently requires them to hire lawyers. These initial denials affect certain racial groups more than others. Hispanics are more likely to share names with other Hispanics, and the same is true of black people. Because 30% of black males are forbidden to buy guns because of their criminal records, law-abiding black males are especially likely to have their names confused with those of prohibited people. And these background checks are costly. In Washington, D.C., checks on private transfers add $125 to the cost of a gun. That fee can put guns out of the reach of the most likely victims of violent crime, poor blacks living in high-crime urban areas. Other gun laws, like gun-free zones, can create targets for a mass shooter. You only need to listen to the wiretap recording of an Islamic State group supporter who was planning an attack this spring. His target was one of the biggest churches in Detroit. In the recording, Khalil Abu Rayyan explains a lot of people go there, plus people are not allowed to carry guns in church, plus it would make the news. Fortunately, this man's father alerted the FBI. Mass public shooters often perpetuate violence in public places where permitted concealed handguns are banned. Since at least 1950, every single one of Europe's public mass shootings have occurred in a place where general citizens are banned from carrying guns. In America, there have been four exceptions to that rule. Ronald K. Noble, then the Secretary General of Interpol, essentially a global version of the FBI in late 2013, proposed two ways of preventing mass shootings. One is to say we want an armed citizenry. You can see the reason for that. Another is to say that the enclaves should be so secure that in order to get into the soft target, you're going to have to pass through extraordinary security. But he warned, you can't have armed police forces everywhere. He also suggests that it is essentially impossible to stop killers from getting weapons into these secure areas. He concluded by posing the question, is an armed citizenry more necessary now than it was in the past with an evolving threat of terrorism? The answer to that is an emphatic yes. Gun control or the exercise of gun control is the whole idea of that coming in and making any sort of a change is too late for that. It is too late. You cannot stop. This is like getting out there and saying, let's stop oxygen from being around the earth. Can't do it. There's more guns in the United States now than there are people. Simple concept to take in. So, knowing that, there's just no way for it to work today. There's no way for it to work. It's certainly not going to do what they say it's going to do. Universal background checks, all that will do is set up and make necessary, in order for it to work, a gun registry. Whenever you hear somebody saying universal background check, that is code for a gun registry. Remember that. The National Institute for Justice told Barack Obama in order for that to work, they would have to have guns registered. So, that's just the way it is. That is just the way it is. Now, if they would only accept the truth of the matter, that would be good. I would like that if they would do that. That would be extremely nice. Oh, goodness. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Doug Giles as we talk about all these protests going on. But that's after this next segment that's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? is going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going
to
sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Back. I tried to get my cup of coffee and I could not. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, modularity, indestructibility, that's the hallmark of a G-Code holster. Check them out. John Locke got out there the other day, pre-election, and he decided to go after CNN, the Clinton News Network. They published this article called How Great is America Really? A Global Election Report Card. In it, Kara Fox and Anastasia Belyukova cover several issues driving the presidential election, including the economy, health care, and, of course, our right to keep and bear arms. In the gun policy section, the reporters shared information obtained from the 2007 Small Arms Survey, as well as a 2010 report from the American Journal of Medicine, in an obvious attempt to show how gun ownership in America is killing citizens at a rate 25.2 times higher than other high-income countries. They show the gun ownership per capita, which is, correct. And they show gun deaths in high-income countries, which is incorrect. They show America with 10.2 per 100,000, which is more than two times what it actually is. John Lott saw this, and coming from the Crime Prevention Research Center, he's quick to point out their report only serves to highlight their bias against gun ownership and the right of American people to keep and bear arms. And on his website, he said, CNN makes a completely false claim that the U.S. has one of the world's highest rates of death by firearms. Most countries don't report their firearm homicide rates, and there are many other problems that make the U.S. rate look worse compared to other countries. Admittedly, the CNN claim is based on the total firearm deaths, and most of those are suicides in the U.S., but the firearm homicide rates are so massive in other parts of the world that they swamp firearm suicides in the U.S. If you use murders, not homicides, and include justifiable homicides, suicides account for about 70% of firearm deaths in the U.S. So these this was the day before they were slapped in the face. The soon-to-be, slapped in the face journalists, once again proving they'll do anything to twist the truth about gun ownership in America and take any chance they can get or to manufacture to point out their fabricated need for gun control. Lott was not done with this, however. He also made a point to clarify who we have to thank for the portion of this information. He said, at the very least, CNN should have labeled these graphs as showing the number of privately owned guns, not guns possessed per 100 people. There probably also should be a warning label indicating that received financial support from George Soros' Open Society Institute. Don't you love it when he comes in and just slaps them around like, I don't know, like they owe him money? You know, after running the Javits Center for the largest losers convention in history, Clinton finally gave a concession speech the following day. I just wish when I was, you know, this is bad, but I wish I knew what her tears tasted like. She said, last night I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. So Hillary wants to work with Trump while Trump wants to prosecute her. Do you think she will work with investigators who want to find out how she obstructed justice and destroyed government evidence? Will she work with Bill to find out what was offered to Loretta Lynch at that private meeting on her plane? But then she said, I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. That's a funny choice of words for a campaign built on hate and division. Resentment of taxpayers, resentment of citizens against illegal immigration, labeling those concerned about Muslim refugees as Islamophobes. She said, our campaign was never about one person. Of course it was. Her slogan was, I'm with her. It was all about electing her and electing her just because she was a woman. If you were against her, you must be against women. You didn't see Trump going around saying, I'm with him. She said, it's about the country we love and building an America that is hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. Inclusive is a code word for altering the demographics of the country on a large scale with massive illegal immigration. Big-hearted is code for welfare for those same said immigrants. She said, our constitutional democracy enshrines a rule of law, really? How come she didn't say that when she was repeatedly breaking the law, letting her maid print out classified emails and engaging in the cover-up afterwards? She didn't have a problem with Obama repeatedly breaking the law. Whether it was changing Obamacare without legislation or legalizing illegal aliens without an act of Congress. Or mass pardons of criminals from jails. This is the first time during the campaign that Hillary actually mentioned the word Constitution. She said, we're all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. Yeah, she wants to force bakers and caterers to participate in gay weddings. She wants to force girls to share bathrooms with mentally ill boys. I'd like to know about the dignity in an aborted baby. She said the American dream is big enough for everyone, for people of all races and religions, and for people, and men and women, for immigrants, for LGBT people, and people with disabilities. How about legal citizens, heterosexuals, and people without disabilities? How about them? Because you never, ever talk about those. To all the women, especially the young women who put their faith in this campaign and in me, I want you to know that nothing has made me prouder than to be your champion. And Hillary's comment to the men who put their faith in her, silence, as always. You can, you know, you put your private parts in a coffee grinder for all she cares, guys. Now, I know we still have not shattered the highest and hardest glass ceiling. Is she talking about prison? You know, Scripture tells us, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in good season we shall reap. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Here's a riddle for you. How do you know if a Democrat has just lost an election? The answer is because they will give a speech mentioning God, because you'll never hear the word come out of their lips, her lips, any lips, at any other time. So even in defeat, pantsuit was as duplicitous as ever. Instead of being the first female president, she will be remembered as the first female candidate for president while under criminal investigation, who then lost the election. Finally, we see the last of the queen of the sisterhood of the presidential pantsuit. This is that part of it, that going away of the one who thought she was going to be coronated is one of the best things ever. It's one of the best things ever. What she would have done to the country would have been horrible. The other part of it is what would have come out of that is that She probably would not have been able to complete her term. She's very sick. She's a sick woman. Physically ill. She got two eyes that work, you know, they work independently. She's obviously got something going on with her brain, with her balance, with all kinds of stuff. Everybody voting for her was actually voting for Tim Kaine, who seems relatively healthy. So, all of that, notwithstanding, I sit back and I truly enjoy the fact that she's vanquished. This has been a long time coming. It's been a long time goal of mine to see this moment come. And, it's 2 days since it actually happened. I'm still in a state of disbelief over that part of it being done. It seems like the birds have been singing for the last 2 days. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Doug Giles from ClashDaily.com. We're going to talk about all of these safe space seeking little milquetoast boys. We'll be right back. Hour number three is rolling in. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.